Blog Talk Radio.
Bang! He stares in the eyes of the man who despises him.
And you say, this is my real mother. Said when I came out the womb, my little black sister was raised in the air like blood. And she was proud, because I was going to take after her and not give it to them.
Welcome to Flight 3D. This is your captain speaking. We ask that you please note the emergency exits and safety signs in the event our journey becomes just too deep.
All right, we're going to get into some language that I like. The Lord is powerful, right?
And can't put a basketball down. He leap tall, super niggas in a single bound. Super niggas ain't got no degrees, he ain't got no time for that. Street corner, crack houses, projects, his natural habitat. Super niggas got super strength, speed and agility. So it's understandable when the cops beat him down to the best of their ability. Super niggas has no supervision. Instead he has super issues. Between 17 and 25 super inches, used to satisfy them super
sisters. Well, they clone little black girls who won't die but fight. Well, they clone little black girls who supplement stamina for endless struggles to write. Well, they clone little black girls like Asada, Sonia, Tubman, knowing what they know. Well, they clone little black girls like Nikki, Zora, Mommy, Grandma. Who orchestrate training?
Ain't nobody got more than us. Aspiring artists spit saliva in their palms, producing hits, making noise with their fists. Lanky limbros with afros break beats and pop lock on dance flows. Made a combo.
Let me talk to you for a second.
Hello, welcome. This is Industry Mondays, the business of spoken word. And this is our special Women's Month, Women's History Month edition, the Queen's Roundtable. So this is featuring some phenomenal poets today, some phenomenal women in poetry, including your co-host, Nasuni, Not Your Ordinary Poet.
Hello.
Okay, well, we have a few people already on the line. And so what we're going to do, we're going to do this, and Nasuni, you're part of the Queen's Roundtable because you are a woman in poetry.
Okay.
And so what we're going to do, we're going to ask a question, and when we ask a question, and we're going to ask each person to come on and answer it. And then after everybody asks their question, then we'll go to the next question and have everybody answer the next question. Is that okay with everyone?
Yes.
Okay, all righty, because the lines are all open. So just for sure, let me just make sure all who's here. From the 973704. Caller from the 973704.
My mother called in because she's calling about, but my mother's not it.
Huh?
I can't hear them. They're going in and out.
Okay. Caller from the 973-534. Okay. Caller from the 610.
Well, listen. Renda Rose.
Okay. Hi, Renda. How
Hello.
Are you?
Hey, Renda.
Okay. Hi, I'm good. Yep. Hey, everybody.
Okay, that's great. So, now caller from the 973. Okay, well, I'm going to just put them on hold. They may just be listening in. So, we know right now we have Renda and we have Nasuni. We have a few other people supposed to be here. And we're waiting on Cynthia, because she had said, she already asked about me. She's been all day long on the Mastic Rio Facebook in the group asking about different things. So she said, it says 3 o'clock. I said, you better clear your cache. It says it starts in 55 minutes. So and we're also waiting for Najla. That may be Najla from the 973 because that's Jersey. Najla Muhammad.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Praise God.
Yeah, she was called in early, so maybe she's on hold for a moment, didn't come back to the phone yet. But in the meantime, if you could, we'll start with you, Nasuni, introduce yourself. Because, of course, just in case there are new people listening in today, the world wants to know who is Nasuni, not your ordinary poet. And as for everyone, including you, Renda, and we have another caller. Hold on. Caller from the 973-534.
Hi, this is Nesla.
Hello.
Okay, so the first question is, Najla, everyone, for each one of you, we're going to go with Nasuni, Renda, and then you. And the question is, who is Nasuni? Who is Renda? Who is Najla? The world wants to know, who are you and what is your claim to fame?
Okay. Nasuni is a very energetic, vibrant people person who happens to be a visual artist, a poet, a writer, a designer, an advocate against domestic violence who grew up in New York City and actually what made me started writing is when I met Nikki Giovanni when I was little. And I've been writing ever since with a 20-year gap in between, but I had picked back up the pen and started writing again. But also the other side of me, that visual artist side of me, as well as being a grandmother and so forth.
Right.
Okay, Renda.
Oh, okay. Renda Rose is a phenomenal poet, a sensitive individual that carries with her in her heart a true desire to help the broken people. Which she came from, which is myself. I came from a world of molestation and rape and robbery at 19 by the hands of mass murderers who had killed people and chopped them up. In fact, once they do my time, 30 to 60 years, plus their life for breaking out of prison, they have life plus 47 years in another state. And since I did not die and crumble up and be scattered all over the world, I did 9 years homeless. And during those 9 years, God filled me with so much compassion for people. And that's what I want to give, one heart at a time. I spread the message of hope and that you can come out of any dark hole, no matter what it is, through the power of truth and choices.
Awesome. Najla?
Okay. Peace, everyone. My name is Najla Rukhaya Muhammad Jabber, and I am a servant of Allah, a family person, a community and youth advocate. I'm a poet and a fashion designer and many other things. I like to call myself a heartist, which is a term that I adopted from another poet some time ago. And just a person who tries to find art in all aspects of life, and I'm striving to fulfill my purpose that Allah has set out for me through anything that I do. So my mission is, you know, to serve our people by serving Allah to serve our people, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Okay.
Okay, and now we have another caller on. Carla, can you just announce yourself because your number is just coming up all once.
This is X Blue Rain.
Hi, X Blue Rain.
X Blue. Hey, how you guys doing?
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, the question is, we're on. You know, who is X Blue Rain? The world wants to know, and what is your claim to fame?
Expo Rain is poetry personified. Everything that I do, from being a spoken word artist to being an author to being a graphic designer to being a mother, is centered around my ability to convey emotion verbally. I was raised to be a reader. And So now everything that I do, and it's funny because even when I'm, like, fussing at my kids or I'm having a conversation, they'll be like, oh, that sounds like poetry. And it's like, it is who I am. My claim to fame? Whoo! My claim to fame is the ability to carry the word statistic and show it as infinite possibilities. That's my claim to fame.
Amen.
All right. So we promised you some phenomenal women. We are still waiting for Aya from Harrisburg. Hopefully she will call in. But in the meantime, we are going to keep this moving. And now some of you have given me your poetry, but if you didn't give me your poetry, so get ready now, Suni. Because I wasn't able to copy because the CD still has a label and I wasn't able to copy it. So I am going to. So if I don't have your poetry, you have to be ready to spit. Okay. So, next, what we wanted to know, what are the strengths of women in poetry? You know, special about being a woman in poetry? And we'll go in the same order where we're starting with Nasuni. As soon as she's done, just come on in, Renda. Just come on in, Najla. Just come on in, X Blue Rain.
I'm sorry. Okay. Repeat the question. I apologize for that.
Okay. The question is, what is special and unique about being a woman in poetry?
What is special and unique about being a woman in poetry? First of all, we are, even though the men are supposed to be the leaders, we are the foundation. And being the foundation, we open up everything. We are the carriers all the way back from Harriet Tubman on up to now. And we just have a lot to offer as women, as mothers, as grandmothers, as caretakers. So we have a lot to offer. And any of my other sisters want to add on to that?
Okay. This is Renda, and I do add on to that because that is truly what we do. And I say that our voices speak life into the dark and the deep places of the world. It is so powerful, our voice, and it's powerful that we plant seeds everywhere we go. Mother Earth welcomes us as women because we are pregnant with possibilities at all times, and we never know how our voice and our words will touch a soul and allow them to rise up out of misery and sadness.
This is Najla, and I'd like to say that generally women in poetry have an amazing strength of sharing our stories, our life experiences, and the experiences of, you know, the lives that we witness. You know, a woman in poetry, she's the womb of wisdom, a voice of truth. She smiles, pain, and everything considered a beautiful struggle. We are able to connect to the roots, and that's what makes us so special.
And, you know, one thing I have to say as far as being women in poetry, more so being black women in poetry, we have, to me, a spiritual connection to the universe that allows us to speak those things that are needed during the time that they're needed in. A lot of the words of our predecessors like Nikki Giovanni, Maya Angelou, Phyllis Wheatley, Sonia Sanchez, the words that they spoke during the times of struggle, during the times where the revolution was needed, during the times when Angela Davis was rocking the fro and the fist, the words that they spoke was needed for the hearts and minds of our people at that time. And now we're in a different age, and dealing with the age where we're in, we're able to convey the message continually of the ancestors and what's going on in the world in a manner that speaks to the hearts and minds of people, that moves past the barriers that society has us in.
Okay, that is awesome. Now, for some reason, we did drop, Nasuni dropped. So we're going to get her back on the line. And so what we will do, we're going to go take a moment and listen to some poetry. I guess while I have you here, before we go into individual poetry, these are some young ladies. They're called Watutu from the Nile. And since we have you here, here's a tribute to Sisters in a Struggle. These are 9 and 10-year-old girls.
Yeah, LGE. Watch out over the now. Follow us on Twitter at LGE Movement. Life. Giving. Energy. Long awaited mixtape. Let's go.
I think I'm Amy G. Amy God, Queen of Four. Liberation. Hallelujah. One aim. One God. Real sisters in the soul. I think I'm Amy G. Amy God, Queen of Four. Liberation. Hallelujah. One aim. One God. Real sisters in the struggle, repping for the cause. I think I must be who? An ancient ruler. Who? Soul sister. Who? Hallelujah. One aim. One God. Real sisters in the struggle, repping for the cause. Representing for my queen, so many dough. Bringing knowledge to my people who just didn't know. And Yamache, that's my first name. Liberation running in my biggest name. Unify, we trying to build a nation. We build it ground up, we doing renovation. Watching world, see my sister, I am irritated. We take a stand, cause no longer will we be the greatest. Hold your cars up, where my sisters at? Where my queens rapping, where my mama's at? I got that hurry of coming. Plus I love being black, damn for the summer. I think I'm Amy G, Amy God, Queen of Four. Liberation, hallelujah. One aim, one God. Real sisters in the struggle, repping for the cause. I think I must be who? An ancient ruler. Who? Soul sister. Who? Hallelujah. One aim, one God. Real sisters in the struggle, repping for the cause. No longer will these brothers disrespect me. They're forgetting that their mommy looks just like me. I think it's time to teach with extra history. Representing all my sisters from antiquity. So check yourself and honor me. You can see your sister, follow your history. Look at the display, check what my eyes say. 42 confessions, follow the right way. I love my sisters every day. You a royal sister, the first maid. It's for my leader sister, this for my humble sister. Representing all my Winnie Mandela sister. I think I'm Amy G, Amy God, Queen of Four. Liberation, hallelujah. One aim, one God. Real sisters in the struggle, repping for the cause. I think I must be who? An ancient ruler. Who? Soul sister. Who? Hallelujah. One aim. One God. Real sisters in the struggle, repping for the cause. You got my back with my world queen. With them out of trees beside her with my warrior queen. The oldest ones fell on this earthly planet. The first good of how the city's magnetic. On my ancient queen, I'm coming to you. Love 1590, to shop with you. And Billy Holiday, you're the jazz singer. Or I can take you to Angola with the queen and Zanga. So learn respect, my brothers keep it there. Cousin nation ain't a nation with no sisters there. So love your queen, we love you more. Study Francis Crest, Rosen Queen, nothing more. I think I'm Amy G, Amy God, Queen of Four. Liberation, hallelujah. One aim, one God. Real sisters in the struggle, repping for the cause. I think I must be who? An ancient ruler. Who? Soul sister. Who? Hallelujah. One aim, one God. Real sisters in the struggle,
weapons
for the cause.
Yeah, yeah. My Wantoto is from the now.com. LGE Movement.
All All right. That was Sisters in a Struggle by Watoto from the Nile. And now we, right now, this is Master Griot Radio. If you'd like to call in, the number is 646-716-7994. And we are at the Queen's Round Table. This is Industry Mondays, the business of spoken word, and we're celebrating women in poetry during Women's History Month. And we have with us Nasuni, Not Your Ordinary Poet. We have Renda Rose, Najla Muhammad Jabir, and we have X Blue Rain as well. And so Nasuni is back on. She's come back in. So I'm going to open her up.
Time to time. I don't know why, but it does.
Okay. So our next question, and we're going to go into, you know, the same round robin style. Our next question is, what are some of the challenges for women in poetry?
Are you starting with me?
Yes, yes.
We start
with
we're going to start from the other side now. You can't keep starting with me now.
Okay, we're going to start with X Blue Rain then. And
yeah,
we're going to start
X
with
Blue
you.
Rain.
And then we're going to go to Najla, then Renda, then
yeah,
you.
We're going to push this up a little bit now. Come on.
What are the challenges in poetry as far as a woman goes? I would say, speaking from the aspect of a woman who's also a mother who does this full time, the criticism of, you're not taking care of your family because you don't have a traditional 9-to-5. And then the lack of respect that can be found in the community with regards to the masculine side of it, because some sisters have made poetry hoetry. So being able to maintain an integrity that is equal to the words that we're spitting and not being judged by the popular consensus that female poets drop panties for male poets.
Okay. Can I jump in after she's finished? I did want to make a statement after that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I am totally with her on that. Now, with me especially, I'm 48. I started actually doing open mic back in 2000. And with me being not just a female, a woman poet, but being a Muslim female poet, when I first came out, there weren't any female Muslim poets who dressed in traditional garbs like I did when I first came out. So to me, it was a little intimidating at first. Walking into the different spoken word venues, male and female, it was a little harder for me at first because you didn't know what to expect from the audience. They all automatically totally assumed they knew what she was going to talk about. You know what I'm saying? They totally judged me before I opened up my mouth, and then when I opened up my mouth, it was a whole different ballgame, which changed the different style of poetry. I mean, I stayed true to what I was writing, but I think with women, like she said, it's harder because, first of all, like James Brown said, this is a man's world, you know what I'm saying? So they cater more to the men back there, and now more of us are coming out as women from different ethnic religious backgrounds. We're getting more of the respect now. I don't perform like I used to. I used to, you know, tour back in the day. I'm pretty, you know, falling back now, but you see more of us out now, more stronger, and we get more of respect as a poet, not just as a female poet, but as a poet, a writer, an artist.
Okay. I can definitely... This is Najla. I can definitely agree with Nasuni because I, too, am Muslim, and coming from a Muslim upbringing and really striving to be a woman of faith, and in everything I do, I want Islam to be a reflection. You know, I want my beliefs to be a reflection in what I do. And so I think it's important for us to be able to shatter the ideas of, you know, the popular culture, which is to dress a certain way, which is to act a certain way, you know, which is to conform a certain way. And as a Muslim woman, you know, we have to take pride in
you know, what we stand for. So if I'm Muslim, I need to be Muslim 100%. And that's,
right.
that starts, you know, in the heart. But it starts in the heart, but it's also an outer reflection, which goes to, you know, how we dress. And dressing in a proper manner, maintaining our hijab, which is, you know, not just the scarf or the kimar, but it's an entire body covering. And also it's a shield of the heart. So we're definitely judged based on our dress. When we get on stage, you know, they're like, oh, this Muslim girl, if they've never seen you before, they think one thing, you know, and you open your mouth,
yep.
they, you know, testify to another thing, yes. So I would definitely say that's a challenge. And when we look at the word challenge, we shouldn't look at it as a negative thing, because challenges, as we know, with difficulty comes ease. This is an ayat from the Quran. So a challenge, you know, brings it, we can use it in an optimistic way to educate people, to strengthen ourselves and strengthen others. And I think that poetry gives us that platform, as long as we are true to who we are. You know, if I believe in God and I want that to be a reflection in all my work, that needs to, you know, come out on stage, no matter who right. I'm addressing, Muslim or non-Muslim.
Right.
Right. Right. Yes. Well, I tell you, I'm a little older poet, and I just love to write. It is who I am and what I am and what I do. I mostly do my poetry at organizations and groups and in the theatrical. I haven't had the opportunity to do too many open mics, but I've always gotten great respect because I, too, keep true to who I am, the spiritual side of who I am, and it reflects in my poetry. And I just love to see the tears trickling down, you know, because it's not by my might. It's just that I love my lane and my purpose is mandated. I am justified to be here to make a difference in the universe. I find with talking with, like, Sanchez and other great poets that I've had an opportunity to be in their company, I hear their challenges and I, you know, and I embrace them wholeheartedly. And I'm part of that as well because we are women. We are a force. And I love the spiritual aspect of what it is I do because the reward is so great. I just, you know, I've always gotten the respect and the love and the just the admiration of wow, there is really a God. At some of the places I've gone that have been so dark and deep. So to say that the challenges are real for women, they always have been. But this is our time, and we are coming
yes.
out. Nothing is stopping, blocking, or shorting us at all.
Right.
We are here to stay. We've come a long way, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I had to throw that in. You know that, right?
That's right.
Come on, ladies. You know, we know, we know. But we are truly the center of the universe. We are queens. We are jewels, and we have so much to give, you know, and we don't demand it. It's just a requirement that we get it, you know?
Right.
So I just thank God, and I thank God for being on here tonight, expressing my viewpoints with you wonderful women.
Yes. This is really great.
Oh, my second thing is being a comedian. I'm a voice for so many other things, but I love being a comedian. I love making people laugh. Come on, somebody. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so.
Okay, well, we had two more callers, and I want to see if they want to speak. If you do want to speak, you can just call in. Press 1 if you want to speak. Sometimes people don't, so I'm just going to make sure. But we have another caller from the 973-673. Did you want to speak, or are you just listening in? I'm going to take him as just listening in. Caller from the 973-704, did you want to speak, or are you just listening in? Alrighty, I'm going to take them as just listening in. Just wanted to make sure. So what we're going to do before we move on to the next question, and the next question will be what the next question is, what is your brand of poetry? What have you produced? You know, what are you currently working on? And at that time, I want everybody to give out their websites and everything, and we're also going to post it in the chat room. But before we go to that, I just want to take a break and start including some of the poetry. So the first person to send me some poetry was Renda. You didn't give me a name. It just said Renda Rose. So I'm calling it Renda Rose Poetry. But do you know the name of the piece, Renda?
Oh, yes. It was on there. I Am God's Beloved.
Oh, okay.
It should have came with the book. October Gallery did the whole big article for me.
Okay.
Did you get that one with the... Okay, I sent you God's Beloved, and I sent you a piece that I did in tribute to Oprah. So,
The
first one I sent you was I Am God's Beloved.
Okay, this is I Am God's Beloved by Renda.
Yes,
Rose.
Thank you.
I am God's Beloved. I hurt so deep. I hurt so strong. I hurt for so very long. My pain cuts like a knife. My pain covers me in a liquid mask. How do I break free of the pain that's killing me? What am I saying? I've never known freedom. Where do I begin to search? Is there help for me out of this man-made cage with no key? It looks easy, but believe me, looks are deceit. I've tried to crawl in. Instead, my neck got caught on chain. Oh, what did it say? It said I was the blame. Shame confessed to me. I let it in. So I crawled back under the rock of defeat, and it was heavy. I was lonely and scared and confused. Oh my, I had been abused, lied to, stomped on, and used for someone else's awful pleasure. Yes, at the expense of someone. I suffered in silence for far too long. I am tired of this beat down, torn down state of heart and mind. I have never known freedom, but there is something telling me to stand up and speak out. Yes, speak out, speak up, speak aloud. My pain and personal grief. I need to tell someone because these chains are killing me. As I speak, I begin to see from this man-made cage without a key. So, here I come.
Great. So now,
thanks.
Since we did you, Renda, we're going to start with you. And, you know, the question is, I'm going to pose it again. What is your brand of poetry? What have you produced? And what are you working on currently? And give us your website or, you know, however to contact you or purchase or whatever.
Sure. Okay. excuse me. Here we go. My brand of poetry is inspirational, motivational poetry. And my website is www.rendarose.com. I have a book out called God's Grace and Mercy Brought Me Home. Don't Cry for Me, I'm Free. Currently, I sit on the policy board at Victim Services Center in Montgomery County. I've been a voice for them for over the last 17 years, speaking at hundreds of venues. I'm a voice for incest and molestation. One of the pieces I did with Channel 10 helped Amazon to get rid of a book, How to Be a Better Pedophile. I was instrumental doing that. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And currently, I am working on a book of prayers to help the heart that finds it hard to reach out to God. It is called The Ultimate Maximum Security Love of God. And I thank him for that. And just looking forward to mixing and mingling with other poets, other people, because as I hear each of us ladies saying, poetry is us. It is our life. It is who we is. It's who we are. And it's to be shared, explored, and divided. And, you know, it's nothing to conquer. It's just to explore it and to live in the truth of it, to make sure that I am my poetry and my poetry is me, that I represent it well.
You're right. That is excellent.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope I took good
you.
Notes. I try to take notes while you're speaking, all of you.
Okay, you're doing good.
So next let's go to Najla.
Okay, peace, it's Najla again. And I wouldn't say I have a specific brand of poetry, but I guess if I had to choose one word to represent me, I would pray it would be inspirational.
Fair.
My goal, and I hope that we all could adopt the brand of spirituality, you know, really striving to always be in line with the righteous path, doing this to fulfill our purpose, inshallah. Currently, I do have an album entitled The Sound of Light. It is produced by my husband, Ibrahim Jabber, who is also a poet. And this is my first piece of art to the world as far as an album. It's a very unique poetry album, I would say, because it's not just poetry. It includes some advice for youth, for parents, some interviewing. So I pray that it leaves an impact on anybody that listens to it. And you can purchase it on my website, najlavision.com, which is NajlaVision. And I'm also on Twitter under the same name, najlavision. Currently, I'm working with an organization which I'm a part of entitled Color Me Muslim. We're on Facebook, and we have a Muslim youth summit coming up on April 14th. We're looking to get all the youth of the community to participate because we're looking for the leaders of the community to prepare them, rally up the youth, prepare them for the future of leadership. And this is going to be at Rutgers on April 14th, and you can find that on my website. And that night, we are having a show entitled The Voice Box, which will include myself, G.I. Jabber, and Prime Minister. And it is a spoken word production. We did it this summer, and, it was really successful. We're looking to do it again, of course, with new poetry, new themes, and, just give people entertainment that is uplifting, that makes an impact, and that moves you, to do something, to inspires you to make an impact. I also have one more thing coming up. April 21st, we have a women's open mic. We did it early this March. It was very successful. We did it at the T-Bar in Union. We had about 70 sisters come out and fill the T-Bar up, so we're looking to do that again on April 21st. And all this information is on my Twitter and my Facebook and my website. So please tune in and, join the movement, whether you're part of our movement or just part of the universal movement, because we all have, duties and obligations to the community and to our families and to our Lord first, of course.
Okay, the women's open mic on April 21st is where?
That is at the T-Bar in Union. It is actually 2012 Morris Avenue in Union, New Jersey. and that's from 6 to 9 p.m.
Okay, so you said 2012 what?
Morris Avenue.
Morris
Avenue in Union, New Jersey.
Okay. All right, great. So that's really great. So I guess while we're here, so we can better get a better feel for Najla, and I guess also too, I want to make there one announcement I want to make right before. There is also another youth summit in Chester, PA, for anyone in the area for males, for young males. And so if you have any young males, if you're working with young males, anyone, please just contact me. You can send an email to talk to us, and that's the number 2, talk to us at mastergriot, G-R-I-O-T, radio.com. Send me the information right away. It's first weekend in April, April 6th, and I have to submit a list. It's the 6th and the 7th of April. So I have to submit the information, but there will be some great sports figures who are coming out who are really committed to making a difference. They're not just coming out to say, you know, for a PR move. They're coming out because they want to make a difference in mentoring young males. Okay, and then after I play Najla, we're going to come back and talk about the National Poetry Awards. Okay, and this is The Sound of Light.
Bismillah. I am you, but I've known some pain. I've walked through those struggling days. I've held on strong. I've felt sometimes. I've got that fire. I've learned to fly. I know to love. I know to bow. I have faith in the one above, and this is the sound. This is the sound, this is the sound, this is the sound of light.
The sound of light is the self-awakening at dawn, realizing that the spirit has been sleeping too long, treading behind dreams instead of painting them into reality where they actually belong. See, this is no song, no scripture, no law, no anthem, no rap, no sermon, no poem, no fable, no scroll, no. This is a voyage that penetrates the soul with all the beauty and wisdom needed to behold. I find myself rising like the sun before Fajr, the morning prayer that exhales the first breath of a fulfilling day. I can hear Allah's voice in the silence. For Salli Rabbika Wanha, therefore turn to your Lord and sacrifice only to Him. This is a language that encourages one to ruminate on the necessity of submission. As the world slowly awakes, I make dua to stand humble and obey. Let my purpose have its own vocals and lead me towards the enlightened way. Hold my soul hostage because I never want to stray. See, this is the sound of flight, where we no longer allow them to chain us at the brain, the wrist, the ankles, the flesh, and the bones. We are the rebels forever connected to Allah, so never have we been alone. And the labels of slave, three-fifths, cool, savage, monkey, flashy, and nigga have never found in us a home. Because we are warriors, built within the purity of His command. We, and we were. So like servants, we surrender to the guidance of the Lord of the universe. Suited up like soldiers, our armor is the Quran. Our ranks are unbreakable, there is no conquering Islam. How dare they have the audacity to stand as human and think they have the power to slander the only truth that exists in this land. Close your eyes and take in this breeze. Forfeit the worldliness of this temporary dirt. Inhale no longer the hazardous pollution of those who live by a flawed constitution. This right here is the revitalization of an upward revolution. Pin up your key marvels, tie tight your kabayas. Protect your honor, guard your nafs, cover your hearts, shield your resilience, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. This is the unification of a conscious, passionate ummah. Scrape any corroded letters of hate off your tongue, because it is the essence of peace that we originate from. Put away the plans that were determined to succeed. No matter the trauma, no matter the stress, no matter the sacrifice, even in death, their conviction was set in the foundation of faith. See, this is the rise of a new age, an inspiration that will set all falsehoods ablaze. If we could just grow out of this phase and allow the ignorance to fade, release the frustration of our hearts and let it pour out into the page. Reborn warriors bringing glory to the stage. My sword has been transformed into a microphone. I write daggers with my words, pierce souls with the stories of life. Nearly blinded their five senses with poetry so bright that all they could decipher of my legacy is the sound.
Okay, that was Najla Muhammad, The Sound of Light. That was wonderful.
Thank you
feeling
so much.
It.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
Yeah. We also have a new caller on the line from 347.
Oh, geez, that's actually me. That's Najla. I had to disconnect my regular phone.
Oh, okay then. All right.
But thank you for playing that. That poem is my baby.
That is great. I just want the audience to see the diversity of the women, the diversity of the sound. But, you know, the message is still strong. And we have women from all different ages, age groups, and from different areas. I guess everyone didn't say. Let's do that real quick. Everybody let each other know where you're from.
Well, this is not Sunny. I'm originally from New York City, born and raised, been living in Philadelphia for many, 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 many moons. I ain't gonna say how long, but I've been here for quite a while. I think longer than
okay.
I've been living, but I've been living here for a while.
Renda?
Well, Renda Rose, and I lived in the Philadelphia area for all my life. I would say over half of it, and I'm going to go with my sister, and you're going to say. But I'm in the suburbs part of it now. And, you know, and not too far. I come in to Philadelphia a lot. I just love Philadelphia. I love the people. I love the atmosphere. And hey, it's all right.
Okay. And Nasha?
Yes, peace. I am born and raised in New Jersey, but by the mercy of Allah, I am well-traveled, and I've had the opportunity to live in Egypt and Italy and, you know, visit a lot of other places. So I like to call myself universal.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Ex-Blue Rain?
I was born in St. Louis, but I was raised in a small little area called Longview, Texas. And was raised, Mean Green Little Bowl Machine, yes, Longview, Texas, where you get Mexican food at a gas station. So that's where I'm from. I'm living in St. Louis now, but I was actually born here, left, and then came back.
Okay. That's for our audience to get an idea. People are from all different parts. And, okay, so then I guess since we just spoke with you, Ex-Blue Rain, it's your turn.
Okay, so let's see. I have two self-published books. One of them, they're both poetry. One is called Blue Life, and one is called Rain for Growth. Blue Life is a poetic autobiography of some key moments in my life that translated into poems. And it also, I introduce you to my family. So there are photos of my mom and my dad, my grandmother and grandfather, people, you know, that you can kind of look at and be like, okay, these are her siblings. Rain for Growth is going to be one of seven books, and they're just food for thought books. They're shorter poems just on different subject matters, not in any particular order, just of different thoughts that I had. I also have a CD entitled Your Interpretation, The Evolution of Blue. And the reason that I went with that title was because the CD is not centered around one subject, but it's centered just around me and some different things that I've written, different thoughts that I've had. And I just kind of left it up for however people decided they wanted to take it. I
was not, I never try to make people feel a certain way about what it is that I say. It's how they interpret it based on their own life experiences. So the CD has a variety of things in it. And I can be found at xblurayne, xblurayne.com. I'm on, if you just, you could also Google my name, xblurayne. I'm on Reverb Nation, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Everything is xblurayne. I try to keep things, everything as uniform as possible, so I can keep up with it myself. This week I'll be launching Swayu Mag again. It's my spoken word.
Oh, great, great.
Yes.
I've been waiting for that.
It's taking some time. When you have six children and you're doing this full time, boy, I'm telling you, it teaches you patience, if nothing else. So
wonderful.
It's been a steady back, but that'll be launching. I'm also working on two books simultaneously. One of the books is called His Touch. And it's a sensual poetry book. It's the book where anything goes. I will not make it a CD, but if you want to hear or read some of my more risque poetry, then it'll be in that book. And then another book that I'm working on is called From Heart to Heart. And it's basically, it's not a poetry book. It's topics that I'm basically speaking from my heart to my sister's heart. On different matters of being a single mom, of parenting, of something like cooking for your family, the importance of prayer, the importance of time to yourself, you know, the importance of community, just different thoughts that I've had that I've written out on paper that are going to be translated into a book. And I don't know how to describe my style of poetry because I write about everything. There's some times where I use profanity in my pieces, and then there are other times when I don't, for the most part. There are times where I'm speaking to an audience of people who are not as spiritually sound, and then there are times where, you know, I'm talking to people who are well-versed or well-read or understand, have a better understanding. I guess my poetry is conversational because in the end, no matter what it is I say, I'm trying to get you to a certain point or thought process. So whether I say something you do or don't like, I always get people responding to me. And it helps me kind of lead them into a possible conversation of what the goal is behind that piece or what the issue is that I was really thinking about. I haven't quite discovered who I really am as a poet. I'm still growing. I've only been doing this on the mic 2 years. It'd be 3 years this August. So I don't know how to define myself as of yet. But I really, really like, I really love the fact that I'm doing this. Because it's like the more that I write, the more I notice my pieces go into a certain more positive direction. And the more I find my own self moving in that direction. I do also have a mentoring program for young girls called I Am, I Am Not, and it's talking about the power and healing of words and teaching 6th, 7th, and 8th graders the importance of what they're saying about themselves, what they accept about themselves, and how they're defining themselves by their speech. So I work with them in a way and also teaching the poetry being an outlet to helping to deal with emotion and then also to improve literacy and to encourage reading and to encourage writing and better handwriting skills so that way when they do become adults and they have to fill out job applications and they have to have conversations with CEOs, they're not embarrassed. They're not using a language that is – they know how to talk, basically. They know how to conduct themselves in an actual conversation. So I have that. And last thing I'm doing is I'm working on a book called When Little Black Girls Cry. When I was 5 years old in Tyler, Texas, I was kidnapped and I was raped. And the gentleman who committed the crime did go to prison, but he gets out in 2016. And a few weeks ago, I went back to Tyler to go back to the house where I was at, where he took me from out of my window. I went back to the park. I actually went back and faced that. And it wasn't until that moment that I realized that he had been the most influential man in my life.
And so the book is going to talk about those issues that we deal with as women when we're abused, molested, raped, attempted to be raped, but when we're violated and no one gives us an outlet to talk, when we become promiscuous, when we have multiple baby daddies, when we have confusion about our sexuality, things like that. So that's probably going to be later in the year, but those are the things that I'm currently working on.
Okay, well, we have a couple things here, and I'm going to start with this and this one question for you, Blue Rain, and then Renda, I also want you to share since you work on the same topic. The book that you're going to be writing in later in the year, what did you name that's called The Little What?
When Little Black Girls Cry.
When Little Black Girls Cry. Okay, because we want to give a shout out to PWICU Radio in the chat room. See, we always got other people laying in the cut. I mean, there's several people up in the cut right now. And Renda, can you please share what you have on that topic in your new book release?
Oh, on the book, God's Grace and Mercy Brought Me Home.
What
about molestation and rape? Yes. I find that, I find that the eyes are truly the window to the soul, and that's just a truth that the universe has given us, and we definitely should respect that. The sadness that I had in my eyes that I cried, I mean, I literally almost cried a million tears, I would say almost every day. From the joy that was stolen from me at 5 years old by a family member, and then to go on and have to process my life and making a series of bad choices and finding myself in a situation that I could not handle, being raped and robbed at 19 by those mass murderers, I was hopelessly lost. I thought just doomed forever to never have a true dream in my life, to never see light from me. And once I realized that not only I feel this way, but millions of other little girls feel this way. You know, they have gone through some terrible experiences, such as myself, and I didn't have to feel that I was isolated anymore, but I felt as though I could bring some hope into their world. So I took it from a standpoint of, a teacher helped me years ago when my family told her I was dysfunctional because my uncle was molesting me at lunchtime between that 12 and 1 o'clock hour. So I felt as though I didn't have to go in the house and he wouldn't bother me anymore. I didn't know how to tell time because my family was not attentive to me at the time. They had their own little issues. I'd come back to school very late, and one teacher, Miss Sugar, she helped me. She said, "Why do you come back so late?" And I told her, and she tried to help me. And even when I used to walk the streets for 9 years, 20 years, crack cocaine addiction, 17 years free today, I thank God that I felt her smile. I felt her warm embrace. So I dedicated to the teachers and the people that are in this world that see us walking by, even a stranger, do not hesitate to ask a little child something. They're willing to talk if they can find a compassionate heart. So I dedicate a series of how it was on the streets for a lot of those years through poetry in my book called God's Grace and Mercy Brought Me Home, Don't Cry for Me, I'm Free. I also went back to the school. I drove that long drive that I used to walk to school from my uncle's bed to my school, and I did it about a couple years ago, and I cried so hard. I had to remember to stay in the moment. I cried for that little girl. I cried for the brokenness that was inside of her, and I promised until my last breath I'd be helping someone.
Right.
So I am so encouraged tonight to hear these stories. It just gives me more hope, and I am just so excited about what is in store for each of us.
Yes. Well, that has been very, very powerful. Each of you have really touched, and we're getting great shout-outs in the chat room on PWICU Radio. And they say they loved your title. And since we're here to kind of network, too, this is the business of spoken word. So we are also here to network. So two things. It'd be wonderful, Tabitha, if you consider having some of these women on your show. These are all powerful spiritual women here today from age 20-something on up. And 20-something to 30-something, right?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, we do have women of all ages, and you can see they do great interviews. And so you may want to consider, you know, doing an interview. And also, too, she has a book review program. So is it PWICU.com, and you can go check out the website. If you could put the website link in the chat room, Tabitha, and that way people can check it out. And I know she does have things she's working with authors. Another thing, Master Grill Radio is also a sponsor for the Black Business Space Value Tour, the Rewind Out Loud Tour. And we're working on two things. We have the Urban Tech Fair. So we are going to include poetry within the Urban Tech Fair. We're organizing it nationally. It will break out into each city. Northern Jersey, New York, there are people up there, Dallas Bell. We're working in tandem with the Black Data Processors Association, BDPA. We're part of the President's Broadband Initiative. So there are people up there that I can assign you to, Najla. But once we get the national structure together, everything in order, then I'm making sure poetry is a part of. That's one of our goals at Master Grill Radio, is to create a viable industry in poetry. So outside of just poetry and the poetry scenes, the goal of Master Grill Radio is to create avenues and to show other people the viability of working with poetry and working with poets and how it can still help them further their cause, their business, or whatever. So we'll be working around technology and poetry, and there are opportunities for you guys to present seminars, around, technology, poetry, if you're using technology to, deliver programs, if you're looking at doing apps, if you want to build a game. And if they actually have an app that teaches you how to create a game. And so there are just all different things out there. But if you want to do that, incorporate poetry and use it with your youth programs that you're doing, the technology and the poetry, the opportunities are there. The third thing was while Exploring was speaking, and if you go back and search Sway You, Exploring, can you tell us what the initials mean?
Yes, SWAYU stands for Spoken Word Addicts Unleashed, and it's one of three businesses that I own. Explorain the Poet is one of my business. SWAYU is the poetry business, more so magazine. It's going to be a radio show, and it's basically a platform to showcase spoken word artists, and I include artist photos with original pieces. There's going to be a holistic health article that I'll be writing on every month myself, and it's starting over, so it's smaller than what I wanted it to be, but it's being reborn, recalibrated. I started it off, and initially starting it off, I did it more so outside of myself, and SWAYU was also an event, and I stopped the event, I stopped the magazine, and I took time to really reconnect with creator, reconnect with self, understood what my vision was, and make it just that, my vision. And then also I do graphic design. So in cultivating that craft, I have complete ability now to make this magazine look the way it needs to. So it'll be launching, like I said, Friday, if not before. Terry Otis, he's a poet out of Dallas, Texas. Amazing scene in Dallas, Texas. If anyone's listening to this, love Dallas. They He's one of the poets down there, and he's a young man with a powerful message, very spiritual young brother. And so he's on the cover, and then of March, and then in April, it'll be Tony Sticks from Indianapolis, Indiana, who's actually going to be working with me on an event that's coming up, and I'll be talking more with Jacqueline about it once we get some things finalized. That's why you is going back to a monthly show in June. So some really amazing things are happening, and I hope that the people who are listening are paying attention to these amazing elders that are online, not elder in the sense of age, but in the sense of wisdom. And I can just hear it in their voices of how, you know, it's important. I'm embarrassed to say that some of you sisters, I did not know that you existed, but understand you have a newfound fan from this moment on, because I appreciate women with integrity in the poetry. That's what I'm seeking, women who understand that this is not about attention, this isn't about fashion, this isn't about clicks. This is a ministry where we're saving lives and souls. So I am so honored, Jacqueline, for you bringing me. Thank you so much for including me in what it is that you do. I appreciate your support. It has been unwavering from the beginning, and I'm so grateful.
Well, I did want you to, everyone, sway you, because I started with it, and if you search the Master Griot files, we did a couple shows. It was great. Mm-hmm. I really liked the look of it, because it didn't look like a typical spoken word magazine. And there have been a couple out, but there's always been a struggle in them staying around. Now, with the digital age, a lot of them look good and all, but if we come together as a collaborative, say, instead of saying, oh, I can make a magazine too, or I can make it, 100 people making a magazine, and we have yet to cultivate a market for it, I would love, you know, if, like, right now, just even with this collective woman, say, hey, we will support it. So somebody may do through articles, you could report, because, you know, we're all on different sides of towns. We have Muslim women, we have Christian women. So there are all these different stories to be told, and these different aspects and, you know, ways to look at that we can share. You know, my thing is marketing, but we have an opportunity in spoken word to create a competitive magazine. So, then, you know, it has to look good. We have to go out and seek real advertising, advertisements, but a quality magazine that looks good, not like it's homemade, a quality product produced well that we can put out. And right now, just digital publishing is fine. Right. And then, you know, once it builds up enough audience, and then you got to work on distribution, you make it look like maybe like bi-yearly, you know, bi-yearly doing a print. And then, you know, it can grow from there. But, you know, there's a method, you know, to really making it work. But with the digital, you can go Kindle. There's a lot of opportunities. It's just putting out a quality product, actually doing a plan, looking at the long term, and how we can go in different ways and avenues to make it work. So I'm just putting that out there so everybody connect with X Blue Rain, and I'm pretty sure, as I said, definitely in contact. Because, yeah, everybody has such great things to share. And then Nasuni, she is an awesome visual artist.
Yes,
and,
she is.
Yeah, her work is really powerful. So, I mean, there are just so many gifts and talents right here at this one table. And so I'm just sharing that. So we're going to go on next to Nasuni, and she wears many hats. So, Nasuni, you know, let us know about you, your brand of poetry, your visual art. What's going on next? Oh, I'm sorry.
Bailey.
Wait a minute, Nasuni. I'm sorry. I had you on mute. I'm sorry. Okay,
you're
open
now?
Up. Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay. My brand of poetry, my writing, is based on life experiences, not just as a Muslim woman, but as a woman, as a human being living in this society who was raising two daughters, and just my perspective on life, period. So it varies. I don't have one particular style in writing, just like I don't have one particular style in doing, you know, doing my drawing, my art on the visual artist side of it. It's really funny listening to a couple of the ladies here this evening speaking in reference to domestic abuse, violence. I also, not just an advocate, but also a past victim of abuse, being molested by my brother, being raped. And back then, there was no such thing as date rape, where now, you know, they have gave it a title. So I experienced different forms of abuse, violence from a young age all the way up to where the cycle was broken when I was in my 30s, my early 30s. Right now, what I'm working on, can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry, because my phone be acting crazy.
Okay, yeah, we can hear you.
I'm not working on a CD. I haven't been really performing on the level like I used to. I'm more hosting, working on my visual art, being invited to different affairs to speak on behalf of domestic violence as well as other topics, and using my poetry to help on those topics or whatever it is I'm speaking on. Matter of fact, I have an event coming up this Saturday, coming up March 24th. It's called The Arts for Healing, and that's at 2102 Northeast Boulevard in Bloomington, Delaware. And it's an event where sisters are coming together to promote sisterhood, networking, and show awareness of domestic violence. Other performances will be done by Najla 53 and a few other familiar voices. I've been working on actually a play based on domestic violence using poetry as the dialogue for the last 4 or 5 years. Hopefully by next year I'll have something on stage to present, and I think it'll be something very unique, very different. I've been also working on for the past 3-4 years a semi-autobiography of my life using poetry as the main foundation, and it's called Free to Heal. I also have an organization called Free to Heal, and this organization is basically, it's really one woman organization, but I use different artists to help when I used to go to different shelters, homes, anywhere where any woman has basically been in some form of domestic abuse, domestic violence situation, and helping them to heal through the different art forms, whether it be writing, visual art, or performance art. And that's pretty much where I am right now. But like I said, my visual art is something I'm working on now. And I also have a venue called Islamically Spoken that I do every second Saturday where Najla, is she still on the line, Najla? Is she still there? Hello? Did she drop off?
No, she's here. She's on the line.
She's on the line. Okay, I don't know if she can hear me or not. I'm trying to get her to come out. Are you there? Okay. I'm doing this over the air, so you can't run from me. Trying to get her to come out. Hopefully in May could be one of the performances. So people keep asking me about her coming out to perform at Islamically Spoken next month. So I do a lot of things. And I had a piece that I wanted to share, but I can't the one that I wanted to do, I can't find it. I don't remember it all by heart, but you can find it on YouTube. It's called As I call it my healing piece. But I will share one of my other pieces with you, but that's pretty much what I'm working on now.
Okay. I would definitely come out, by the way.
So, Nasuni, online, how can we contact you online? Mainly Facebook right now?
No, you can contact me. I mean, you can Google my name, a whole bunch of stuff will come up. But you can reach me on Facebook, Nasuni, Not Your Ordinary Poet. You can email me, you can text me, call me, 215-475-7850. That's my everything number, mostly my business number. Email me at nasunidesigns@yahoo.com. So I'm very easily to get a hold of.
Okay. Well, just because I want to put it down. On Facebook, she's Nasuni, but you also, Nasuni Design also has a fan page, correct?
Right. Nasuni Design has, it's not, I don't know if it's a fan page. I think it's just one of my, I don't know. I guess it's a fan page because I have three different pages.
I think it's a fan page because you
have four pages. I have a personal page. I have Nasuni, not your ordinary poet. It's a personal page. I have Nasuni Designs. I have Islamically Spoken. And then I have
Are a public figure. You have two fan pages, I'm telling you right now. One is Nasuni Designs, and then one, and that's as an artist. And then you have Nasuni. You have to pronounce it for me.
Oh, Nasuni Naima Abdul Karim.
Okay. There's a public figure.
Right, that's a public figure page that was established through another organization I'm with called the Artists United that I'm a part of as well. And again, like I said, I have Islamically Spoken website as well on there. So I got a lot going on with that.
Okay. Who does your photography? I just want to ask why you're here, because you have some phenomenal pictures.
Oh, like the one that you have with my arms spread. It, like, I'm like, that's, I love that. I love that shot. That's like my freedom shot. I'm like, yes, free. You know, actually, oh my God, why cannot I remember his name right now? Anya. Oh my God, Anya. What is Anya? Anya Love. Annabelle. He's gonna kill me. If you click on my page on Facebook underneath those pictures, I definitely have his name blasted under, you know, photos. A lot of them was done with people's cameras, but the black and white ones and some of the color ones with me with that same outfit on was done by Anya Love. He's a fabulous person, fabulous photographer.
And talking about photography, another fabulous photography and fashion. Now, I need to know, Najla, if you make clothes. Is it just for Muslim women, or do you make all kind of clothes? Because this is the best dressed Muslim woman I have ever seen, and I'm telling you, I know some fierce Muslim women. You know, I started with a woman I worked with at PMHCC back in the 90s. But I just remember because first of all, she was a trainer, and just to be a black woman, she was the highest paid black person in that organization because they barely paid anyone anything, but she demanded her salary. And just, you know, women, she wasn't at, you know, that's where you realize you have misconception of Muslim and Muslim women.
Yes,
and that, you know, how Muslim women can be strong, stand in their own right, but still be very spiritual and respectful. And she was one of the first ones that I met, just much respect for, period, as a woman. But, and so I know some fierce Muslim women. But Najla, you talking about dress? Woo, good girl. You look good.
Oh, we always talk about Najla. Like, we go see her. You have to see her other photograph. We'd be like, yeah, girlfriend can dress.
Thank you all so much. And, my fashion company, I'm actually working on an online store. We're actually building the brand right now, Najla J. And, no, it's not just for Muslim women. Our tagline, our mantra is fashion with a purpose. And, you know, we want to touch all women. We want women to know that they can be beautiful and still be modest, you know.
Yeah.
You can still accomplish so much and be fly as ever but still be modest. So it is not limited to Muslim women because as women as a whole, you know, we have to uplift each other no matter what type of form, what form of art that we use, you know. So thank you all. I feel so excited.
Yes. When I was promoting Najla and I was looking, I was like, these images are like, oh, my gosh, and great photography work.
And you've always
like,
been so supportive of me. I really appreciate, you know, from the day I met you back in Philly a couple of years ago in that little lounge performing, I really appreciate all your support.
But that's the power of your poetry. All I know is, I'm not going to lie, you know, sometimes you go to open mics and, you know, they can bore you. You know, you get a couple good performances out of about 15 or 20. And but these were young people, the Trenton Youth Poetry Team. They had came out, and the guys and all were performing. And then this was near the end, and they brought up, they had brought Najla up because the guy that was there, he was actually the feature. But you know, and in the group they had, they did a group piece. And then, I think y'all each did something individually.
Yes.
Well, when Najla was done, the whole house was on their feet. You talking about proud to be a woman? She did a queen's. She had the entire place on their feet. And it was, I guess, it was so unexpected. And again, because they're probably assuming this Muslim woman in garb is going to be demure, and, you know, it just was, you know, it was unexpected, but quality work. And I had to search to run Shyster down to figure out who I saw perform. Remember that day? He like, huh? I'm like, this was just a scare. And as soon as an opportunity came in, again, I do know a lot of Muslim people that are good friends of mine. So once I connected with her, I got her on a show where a woman that's Muslim was the production company. And that got her into other opportunities. And you guys are just very active out there, so it's really easy to help and support. So this has been really great. So next, I guess we're left with Nasuni. You're going to do us a piece.
Only one piece, yes.
Yes. And as soon as you do your piece, then I'm going to throw in Lamar Hill. This piece is Poetry for a Living, which is the mantra for Industry Mondays, the business of spoken word. As soon as Lamar's piece is done, the last question is, you have 30 seconds and the whole world listening. So after that, just think about it. You got 30 seconds and the whole world listening. What do you want to say? Go ahead, Nasuni.
I'm not your ordinary poet. Afrocentric, Kimar wearing, modest dressing, salat making, never oppressed, free-flowing Muslim sister. Shedding truth on closed minds, blinded by ignorance. Unwilling to speak with raised voices, thinking silence is the best thing. Until their loved one is brutally beaten, stabbed, riddled with verge and bullets by cowardly individuals, subtlety getting their hands dirty while extracting meaningful lives from falling bodies, never reaching childhood dreams, accomplishing well-planned goals extinguished by heartless souls subconsciously on a mission of self-genocide, blaming God, everything, everyone but themselves for the life they chose. They chose a sentence of mental imprisonment for the remainder of their existence, crying invisible tears, but no one's listening to silent screams of dying wannabe gangster thugs, thieves stealing time from innocent and not so innocent victims. Executioners trying to wipe away history, rewrite what was written. Destiny, a precious endangered species. We, Muslims, Christians, Catholic, Jews, all spiritual believers must reverse division amongst us or face the possibility of one day becoming non-existent. Our children will vanish. There'll be no next generation of doctors, lawyers, teachers, philosophers. There'll be no next generation of kings, queens passing on our forefathers' seeds. So tell me, are you still willing to harbor ignorance by remaining silent and doing nothing? The choice is yours. Helping with restoring our future or helping to end it?
Ashe. Yeah, I opened everyone up so we can all say Ashe.
Beautiful, sis.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, and a shout out to the caller from the 253. I know you didn't press one, but we know that you're here, and thank you for listening in. Now we're going to, this is Industry Mondays, the business of spoken word, so we're going to let Lamar Hill from his album Black Bell speak to you about poetry for a living.
Every time I tell somebody I do poetry for a living, they look at me weird, like they don't believe that it's possible. I tell them that it is. I tell them I don't make my living off giving people reasons to buy a CD. That's crazy. I make my living off giving people reasons to live outside the box. outside the cell block, outside the cubicle. I tell them that a life lived without boundaries is beautiful. I tell them that the body can do whatever the mind chooses to. And I ain't got no illusions or grandeur. I know where my story ends, but yours begins whenever you get ready to move. Want to be a lawyer? Take your ass back to school. You only got a short time on this earth, so while you here, you better find your niche and work on it like your life depends upon it, because tomorrow isn't promised. Failure's not an option. Want to be a dancer? Get it popping. Work your angles like an architect with all your tears, blood, and sweat. Then disregard the people that'll tell you you're crazy because they too scared or lazy and too complacent to make the necessary changes. This life is about risk. Jumping in with both feet because the answer could be just beneath the surface, and the timing ain't never going to be perfect. But only 2% of the people on this planet actually do what they want. 60% of the people on this planet work for them. The other 38% are just too far gone. So you better get in where you fit in while you still can. Otherwise, die wondering what could have been. And when you think about it like that, doing poetry for a living makes perfect sense. It puts me in that 2%. I only answer to God. Program managers can't censor my shit. I'm a prophet that prophesies and profits. No gimmicks. I give it to you the same way God gave it to me. The pen is a pistol. The words are a nightstick. I just beat you over the head till you submit. No blue pill, just red. Here's some water. Swallow this. And this ain't about performing. This is 2 doses of reality. Call me in the morning. This is word is bond. This is you better get your piece of the pie before it's gone. This is 1 part heart, 4 parts persistence. Cover the pot and let it simmer. Guess who's coming to dinner? Opportunity's knocking. Better pop the lock and let them enter. This is 2005. You can start a business with an internet connection and a laser printer. No excuses. Get on your mission and consider all this the next time you fix your face to ask me what I do for a living.
I love that. I love that piece.
Yeah.
He is awesome. You have to see him
perform
live.
Lyricist.
Yeah.
He's talking about a lyricist. Yes.
Awesome.
And he's from Jersey as well. But it's Lamar Anthony Hill. The album is called Black Male. It's poetry for a living. And you can find him on Facebook. He's also making, he's doing a webisode. And it's, he has featuring Talam. I know you can find it on Mrs. Betty's Son or Shice, Renal Williams, if you check out his page. But it is on Mrs. Betty's Son fan page. Posted it there. Forget the name of it, but it's a series. He's doing a webisode right now. So he's showing the multi-talent. And he, you know, he said this is 2005. I don't know if y'all heard
he's
that
funny.
In the phone. So we're here now. You had 30 seconds and the whole world listening. What do you have to say? Let's
follow
start
your
with
dreams.
Renda.
Okay,
we're going to go Renda. Well, let's do this. Renda, X Blue Rain, Najla, and we're going to end with you, Nasuni.
Okay.
What I'd like to say is that God loves you. Allow truth and choices to change your world, and you will definitely change your life. To thy own self be true. There is absolutely nothing that can keep any one of us from God's love and his purpose for our life.
Okay.
Be yourself.
Okay.
All right. This is what I'll say. I'll say that when you wake up in the morning, the person that you see in the mirror is the person that you must live with the rest of your life. If that person is not happy in the mirror, then you are not happy. Because only you see your own true reflection. You can face the world and hide behind smiles and happiness, but in the end, the soul man matters. Take time to take care of you. Take time to do for you. And understand that there's nothing wrong with making sure that you put a smile on your face every day, because only then can God use you to be the change in the world that we all need. So do you.
All right.
That's what, okay. I want to say build your relationship with Allah, with God. The stronger your relationship with your Lord, the more successful you will be in this life and the next. And we are all created with a purpose, so it's so important for us to know our purpose fulfill our purpose and use it to make an impact. And making an impact can be as simple as, you know, smiling to someone on the street. And we have to remember the smallest things can be have the biggest effect. So be sure that you wake up knowing I have a purpose and I have the ability to make an impact through the power of Allah, the power of God. And always be grateful for the smile that is dancing in your heart, because there's a smile that exists in each of us. My name is Najla Rukaya Muhammad Jabber, and feel free to contact me for anything as far as poetry, fashion, mentoring, motivational speaking at najlavision@gmail.com. Thank you all.
Love you.
I love you all too.
Okay, next. Okay, next. Who's next? Nasuni?
Oh, I'm going with someone else before me.
Well, we did Renda, we did Ex-Blue Rain, Najla, and it's you.
Oh, okay. That's a beautiful thing. First and foremost, like Najla says, you want to put God first. Always put him first, and everything else will fall into place. If you're not surrounded by positive people, you need to get rid of any negative energy that surrounds you. I don't care who it is, mother, father, sister, brother, or nephew, whoever. You need positive energy, positive forces around you to succeed. Think outside the box. Never limit yourself. Broaden your horizons, and you'll see what will come out at the end.
All righty, this is Master Griot Radio. This has been Industry Mondays. We're here normally every second Monday with Nasuni, Not Your Ordinary Poet, and Jacqueline Taylor Adams. Please tune in. Please listen to some poetry. Buy some poetry. It's 99 cents online. You know, that's the dollar.
All right.
You know, buy a book, share some. You need motivational speaker, youth advocates. Our poets are some of the strongest. They really had the ability to connect with the youth and make an impact and a difference. If you're just, you know, if it comes to marketing, advertising, whatever you need, just contact Master Griot Radio and we can show you how poetry can help you make it happen. In the meantime, peace and love.
Peace
and love.